Twist I Forgot. I am Davin.
I'm Laura.
And I think this is March now, isn't it? Are we in March? It's, time is a construct, and I think it's fake.
It's so. March. It's March.
It's March.
We did it. All right. We made it. Happy spring.
We made it. Happy spring. Or if you're in the desert like me, probably summer at this point. And we're going back. We're going back in time to 2016, the year that our book came out. This month, we're reading Scythe by Neil Schusterman. I definitely don't know how to say your last name. I am so sorry. I didn't prepare that. But anyways, we're reading Scythe. Laura, this is your first time reread. Or not your first time. This is my first time reading it. You reread it.
Yes, I have read the series. And you
were very excited about this.
Yeah. I remember, it's funny because like when I was looking at this list of books published in 2016, that's the year I really got back into reading, like after my, what is that degree I have? After getting my MBA, like when I was in school, I was like, if I have to look at another word, I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah, so I just like stopped reading for a while. And I think 2016 was the year I really got back into it. And I remember Scythe was one of the audiobooks that I listened to, and like it was at the time, it was probably a year or two after it came out, but the other books in this series were releasing, and I think that's how I found it, and I remember loving it. So it's I'm excited. I don't think I've reread it, so I'm excited to do a reread because I remembered nothing.
And hopefully you're not shocked by that, because that is our brand. But the synopsis for Scythe, in case you, like me, have not read it: thou shalt kill. A world with no hunger, no disease, no war, no misery. Humanity has conquered all those things and has even conquered death. Now Scythes are the only ones who can end life, and they are commanded to do so in order to keep the size of the population under control. Citra and Rowan are chosen to apprentice to a Scythe, a role that neither wants. The teens must master the art of taking life, knowing that the consequences of failure could mean losing their own. Dun dun dun.
Bah, bah.
Very, we're going dystopian, so unsurprisingly, I think our picks, I mean, they feel really nostalgic, to be honest, some of these picks, even though, not gonna lie, there's a couple here that I didn't start reading until 2020 when I got, like, you know, Bookstagram, and, like, we were all trying to find an escape mechanism because of lockdown and things. Yeah. So a lot of these are different kind of nostalgia, but we have a list of books from 2016 that we're just going to talk about and blabber on. So buckle up, get ready. And Laura, what's your first pick? Because you're freeballing this today.
I am. Yeah. Because I opened up this list and I was like, oh, it's all of the books that I'm still talking about. And it's like, this was when YA kind of like really solidified, and they, like, authors were, I think, kind of pushing what YA means, because it used to be like very clearly this book is for teenagers, and now like that line gets blurred, and it's a lot easier to get into YA. So I think probably the biggest book that was published in 2016 is A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas.
It's so funny. That was not on my list. I have a different SJM book.
I also have that book.
I knew you would.
But, like, in terms of, like, big releases, I feel like that was probably the biggest one. And you know what? She doesn't need any more publicity. Everybody knows her name. But, like, it's one of those books that everybody knows for a reason. And I do think that the Quartz books and the other series I won't name until you name it in 3 minutes really got me back into reading. Like, I have to credit her for that, even though Crescent City happened to all of us.
Yeah, that's just something we try to ignore, especially because the other book on our list that we're alluding to is Empire of Storms, which is the fifth book of the Throne of Glass series. And I do have to say, I am glad I waited. I didn't read this series until, after 2020. I don't remember exactly when, but I read ACOTAR, got really into fantasy, and then kind of just fell down the rabbit hole, and I am the person I am today. Shocker. Uh-huh. I am glad, though, just for certain reasons I will not name in case you haven't read this book, that I didn't read it when it came out, because I would have been very upset. And I know you can attest to that because you read it when it was coming out.
Book six?
Confusion. Yes. Oh. Yeah, the ending and then what book six is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a friend who's reading the series for the first time, and he is mm-hmm. at that point, and he can't even, like, get into book six because of it. He's just like, but I don't want this. I'm like, none of us did, but... Sorry.
I can't tell you how many times, like, I was, you know, I have, like, book groups on Facebook, and people are like, but do I have to read this one? And it's like, yes, you do. There's pivotal information in there, and it was good.
It's still like, good. It's just not what you want.
It was just, no, it's not at all what you wanted, so.
Girl, I okay. remember when she announced that, and I was like, you have got to be joking.
I can only imagine.
You better be joking. That's what it was. And I stand by that.
What's your next one? I would stand by that too, to be honest.
My next one, which I know is on your list, so I'm saying it first.
Of course.
Is probably my second favorite fantasy, you know, series, duology, air quotes, ever written. And Crooked uh-huh. Kingdom by Leigh Bardugo yes. came out in 2016. Uh-huh. I gave my baby cousin, my cousin's child. Baby cousin mm-hmm. Shadow and Baby Bone cousin. For Christmas so that mm-hmm. I could then give her, because I do think you have to read that first, yes. so that I can give her Six of Crows this year if she doesn't, you know, get into it on her own. Six of Crows rearranged my brain chemistry mm-hmm. and, you know, Crooked Kingdom follows, but Crooked Kingdom hurt my feelings in a, like, an extremely yes. personal way. I feel like Leigh Bardugo came for me on purpose.
Probably.
Raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by Leigh Bardugo.
yeah, multiple times, I think, at this point. We can all say that. I read Shadow and Bone specifically so I could read Six of Crows, because that's the one I heard a lot about. I didn't hear too much about Shadow and Bone as frequently. I feel like her duology has kind of got a little bit bigger than Shadow and Bone in some capacity, like that initial trilogy, but something about it, I think it really solidified just like that group kind of ensemble cast dynamic and heists. So like now anytime I see that, I always like, that's the bar that this is leveled at. Like, you have to meet this. And I think some do. Like, I have an author on my list who definitely did that for a different book series. But yeah, yeah. That whole
thing made me just love a fantasy heist, but it's so hard to pull off that a lot of times yes. if I see it, I just won't read it because I'm just like, it can't be as good. And you have read two, I think, that you're like, no, it works. And I still just, mm-hmm. I can't go there because I'm afraid I'll be betrayed.
Oh, no, you will. So the two, well, one won't betray you, but I'm telling you, so, okay, so what is the first one?
The cover is green and gold.
Well, no, I know Gilded Wolves for sure. So Roshni Chokshi did Gilded Wolves. That one will 1,000% hurt your feelings. It hurt my feelings more than any SJM book ever has. Mm. And there's a lot of betrayals in those. It's so good. The heists are perfectly pulled off and yeah, it will ruin your life in the best of ways. And then the other one is the sequel. I know it's like Steeping of Blood. I can't remember.
Tempest of Tea.
Yes, that one. She, I'm telling you, Arthi is a female Casbrecker. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. So those ones, honestly, if you've been looking for something kind of to scratch that itch still, instead of just rereading Six of Crows, I would recommend both of those options. They're very good.
There's a 10-year anniversary edition coming out. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. 10 years. Gross.
That's where we're at.
Again, time is a construct, and I hate it. Hate it, hate it. Okay. My next one that really, I think, it's like one of those like pillar dystopian books for me that I read when I was growing up, and that was the Maze Runner series. So in 2016, The Fever Code came out, which was a prequel to the series. I never ended up reading it, sadly. I don't remember why, but I loved The Maze Runner. I thought it was so good.
I haven't read
it. And then the movies.
Excuse me. I love Dylan O'Brien, and I will not hear slander against anything that he is a part
of. They literally left out the most pivotal parts of that book in the movie.
Well, I didn't read the book, so.
Literally like such important things that like you didn't even give these two people the ability to do what they're supposed to do to then drive the series on. So like what were we doing, guys? You just threw it in the trash. Like you pulled the Divergent.
Ooh.
And we're like, ha 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 ha, garbage.
Oops. Oh, I'm feeling so nostalgic. Maybe I'll read The Maze Runner because I can go back and it's not a reread because I never read it, but it'll give me that dystopian 2010s mm-hmm. decade that I
yes.
need.
That one, this one will really, it's very dystopian. Very kind of what you would want from a dystopian book.
My next one is Morningstar by Pierce Brown, which is the...
I knew you were going to pick that. Yeah. I saw that.
It's the third book in the Red Rising series. And if you ever want to feel what men feel when they say, hell yeah, brother, read Red Rising.
I hate you because that is just such an accurate representation. Listen, I... My friend, we have a lot of the same taste in books, and she recommended Red Rising to me. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I see it everywhere. You love it. I was like, it has to be good. And there is just, like, that book, I'm not saying it's, I haven't finished it. I keep trying. I cannot get more than halfway through. but there is just such a distinction to me with, like, fantasy sci-fi written by a man and what's written by a woman.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's why I can't get into it, because I'm like, where are the... emotional ties, where's the relationship building?
So it's there, but it is not in the first book.
I'm just like, does it, it has to be popular for a reason,
yeah.
And I just don't know why I can't get into it.
You know that audio like, clip that's like, I have testosterone, I want to go to war? That's what it is. Like, that's...
yes, I've seen that, and I'm like, obviously I'm wrong here, but like, I don't know what it is where I've read it, but I didn't put it down and was like, oh my God, I need to keep going because I need to know what happens next. I'm like, okay, cool. You took their castle and their people back or something.
I get
and
it.
There's, I,
eh, I understand. Cool. I understand what you're saying. I really do.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I really do.
I do want to, I bought the physical book, so I think I'll give it another try at some point, but... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got stuck after, admittedly, I have not finished the series because I got stuck mm-hmm. after the third book because I was like, wait, what do you mean we're not done? So
Excuse
what
me?
What do you mean? So I do really enjoy the series, but I didn't make it past Morningstar. Like, I started the fourth one and I was like, I can't. And Ray's cousin is like, no, you have to finish it. You know, there's parts like where I get what you're saying, but you're gonna care. You just have to keep going. So,
see, sometimes I hate that excuse though, because I'm like, but how much of my time do I have to spend to care? Like, if you can't make me care by that point, do I want to keep going?
I'm not gonna, you know, browbeat, like, you into it because you don't listen to me.
Shut. Oh my God, are we going down this route again?
Cough, the winter people, cough, cough.
Exactly. I knew it. 1 month, that just has to be our pick so I can finally read it and not just stare at it on my shelf. Yeah. The next one, I know we both read it, and I actually think we both did not continue with this series just because of the people that we are, and that is Stalking Jack the Ripper by Carrie Maniscalco. This actually came out in 2016, and it feels very powerful for the time, I feel like, with like a Victorian YA kind of history retelling in a way with a strong female character. I liked the I read the first two. Did not read the third one.
Same.
Or the fourth one.
Same.
Which I don't know why, because the second one was so cool. That takes place in Dracula's castle, and there's some other scenes and other people it kind of takes liberties with, or like other historical figures that are included, and it was so good. And here we are, and I just never finished.
And I think the next one, so it's Jack the Ripper, Dracula, and then Houdini. Like, there's no, I think. Maybe that's the fourth one.
Yeah, Houdini's the third one, and then the fourth one is Capturing the Devil.
Yeah. Like, I know I would be into it. I just never
finish.
I don't know. I'm annoying in that way.
Yeah, no, same. I would recommend that. I know she's very popular with, like, book talk, I would assume, just with, like, the Throne of Secrets and the Fatal Throne, whatever that whole other series is based off Kingdom of the Wicked. Did you ever read that one? Your face is like, what are you speaking of?
This I legitimately didn't know that was the same author.
Yeah, this is her. Yeah, so, like, her other books, like, I think Kingdom of the Wicked isn't spicy, but I heard the second book is supposed to be more spicy, and, like, I think the rest are very much more romantic-y. I don't want to say dark romance, but for the girlies who, like, that is kind of where she's at right now.
Interesting. Yeah. And I have one of those things you just said out loud. I can't remember which one right now. I have it, but I never started the series because someone said probably that the first book is not, like, romance-y, but it is, but it's not. That's crazy.
It's like the beginnings of Enemies to Lovers, basically.
Now I want to finish that series and then start the other one.
Well, hey, I just reread I reread Kingdom of the Wicked a few months ago for a book club, so I'm already prepped for the second at this point.
You're ready to go.
I am.
Continuing on the YA journey, A Torch Against the Night by Saba Tahir is the second book in Ember in the Ashes series.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I remember picking up An Ember in the Ashes and having it be one of the series that got me back into reading. The series at that time was, like, very different from a lot of stuff going on. Like, it puts mm-hmm. you in a whole different kind of world. And I would be lying if I said I remembered the details. It's another book that I could very easily reread. There's a little romance. There's, you know, friendships that are hard. It's a really good series.
Mm-hmm. I know. I have that one on my list, too. I actually own the first two, but I still haven't read them yet. But I do want to read them because everyone is just like, they're so good.
Yeah. And she just came out with a, like, new book that's set in the same world. I think the characters might be different, or you might get some moonlighting by characters in that series, but it's definitely mm-hmm. set in the same world.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That one was Air, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that one was really good. I know a lot of people were excited for that one. My next one, I feel like this author really defines a lot of my YA reading years because I read so many of their books. And it's funny because she had different last names for, like, different series. It was really weird. And I know you've read one of her adult books.
I know what it is.
This one is...
Sorry.
Huh? Okay. This one is Burning by Daniel Rollins, a.k.a. Daniel Vega, a.k.a. Daniel Valentine.
That is not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, what did you think I was
going
to say?
I thought you were going with Schwab.
Oh, no. You know what? I didn't read any of her stuff until, like, a few years ago. All very new. But yeah, so Burning, Daniel Rollins, she kind of jumped between horror, YA. She did a lot of really good YA horror books that were all about possession almost, and they were pretty sweet. Literally all the books had pentagrams on them. And this one was like a fantasy horror kind of release, but her books are always so fun. She does YA really well. It doesn't always feel YA, and it's... She does horror really good, so I always enjoy her books.
I remember you talking about one of her books more recently. I'm desperately trying to find something that I read in, you know, that released in 2016 that's not YA fantasy, but I can't because...
I don't think that was possible, to be honest. I feel like that's fake.
Because I also read Rebel of the Sands by Alwyn Hamilton, or Alwyn. I'm probably saying that wrong, but I'm doing my best. And that book is like a desert fantasy with gin.
Ooh.
And you know how I feel about a gin.
Is it a hot gin?
Yeah. Well, no. I think I think they're in the background.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe I'm mixing this with another book. I should let me look at the synopsis before I. They're there. It's right there. I see it. The djinn are in it. I'm not making it up. She is like a bad gunslinger. There's a handsome Ooh. Foreigner. They end up as fugitives, I think, who kiss a little. Yeah, it's just, I remember it being a great book. Again, I remember no details, except for that it was a desert fantasy with djinn.
What else do you really need, though?
Me? Nothing.
Exactly. Going back to Roshni Chokshi, her book, The Star-Touched Queen, came out in 2016, and I still haven't read it yet, but she does fantasy really, really well, and just the way she writes is so good. it's like, I don't know, this girl is cursed and there's some prophecy or a horoscope. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't read the synopsis when I bought it. I was just like, I love The Gilded Wolf, so give me everything you've ever written. And here we are.
I know I own that one. It's funny that when I look at this list and I'm like, oh, I feel shame because I know I have physical copies of these books that I have probably had since, you know, 2016, 2017, and they're unread. Mm-hmm. That's 10 years that I've had something and haven't read it. And I know that I should feel shame, but I do not.
You know what? Anyone who tries to shame you is just, they don't get it.
They don't get it. And they're mean.
And they're mean.
So when I started reading, I was also doing horror, and this is not the book I'm going to talk about, but I read Nosferatu by Joe Hill, and I was like, well, he does things well. And I read The Fireman, which is also by Joe Hill, released in 2016. And this one is, there's a pandemic of spontaneous combustion.
Nice.
Again, I don't remember anything, like, even less than the other ones about this book. I gave it 4 stars. Good for me. And this synopsis is so long, and we remember what happened last time. So I'm not going to read it, but it's set in New England. There are cremation squads, which sounds bad. Ooh, there's a man in a dirty yellow firefighter's jacket carrying a hooked iron bar who straddles the abyss between insanity and death. Known as the fireman, he strolls the ruins of New Hampshire, a madman afflicted with dragon scale who has learned to control the fire within himself, using it as a shield to protect the hunted and as a weapon to avenge the wronged. There are so many other words. I remember really enjoying it, but again, this was a book I did on audio, and my brain is just like, nope.
Just kidding.
Tosses those details away.
Yep. Sounds about right. I need to read Joe Hill. I haven't read any of his books.
Nosferatu is, it's so good.
Okay. I'll have to probably start with that one then.
It's like, it's kind of a fun one to read at Christmas because there are Christmassy elements to it.
Okay.
But yeah, again, it's vampires. There's so much more than that, but, you know, there's a vampire that rolls around in a car and his license plate is Nosferatu.
I've seen the license plate on the cover, but that's literally all I know about it. I didn't. Nothing else, but I'll add that to my list. Another book that came out, which I feel like really kind of, I don't know if I want to say defined. It's dystopian because I never read it, but I know it's always referred to. But the 5th book in the Selection series came out in 2016. Did you ever read this series?
No, because I didn't like the covers.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah. This was the year, like, dystopian was good, but the covers in YA were kind of questionable, I feel like, to be honest, compared to, like, what we have now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like all of the ones we have mentioned up until this one have had kind of decent covers.
I don't know. Throne of Glass covers are kind of eh.
The old ones with the pictures on them? Yeah. I get that, but I think it's, like, so nostalgic that I'm just like, no, they're fine. The new ones they've like kind of dulled them down because they're trying to aim it to an adult audience. But I usually don't like books with like people on the cover, cartoon people especially. So I get where you're coming from there.
Mm-hmm. But this one, I feel like you read any fantasy book now, you kind of have the same tropes of, you know, a certain amount of group of girls competing for like a bachelor type esque situation, but of course it's probably more like bloody and political and something bad probably happens. And they're competing for the hand of Prince Maxon, and the main character's name is America, which, interesting choice. And
that didn't age well.
Probably not. Honestly, probably not. Yeah.
So, I know you haven't read this series, and I may have dissuaded you a little bit because I didn't like how it ended. However, Glass Sword by Victoria Avayard. I hate you.
That's on my list.
It's the 2nd book in the Red Queen series. And I loved Red Queen. And then as the series kind of went on, I was like, on it. And honestly, they're probably good. But I was just like, how could you? Mm-hmm. The further I went on. It's one of those books where there's the haves and the have-nots. So there are the reds, and they're just regular mortals with no power. And then there are the silvers, who have all the power. Except Mare Barrow, whose name I love and will go down in top YA names of all history, who has powers. And, you know, she ends up in this world of silvers, even though her blood is red. And, you know, drama ensues from there. But it is a really fun series.
I do want to read it, because I think when I asked you, I also asked our friend Melly, who I get so many book recs from. And I was like, okay, I trust you too. What do we think of this? Because it was on sale. So I think I ended up getting the entire series on Kindle for like $3 or something insane. I do want to read it. I just haven't read it yet. That's where we're at.
It is fun.
I heard the first one is good.
The first one's really good. And I mean, the rest of them are probably good too, but I know that especially 10 years ago, if you hurt my feelings, you're dead to me. So
you didn't continue. You're like, this is...
Oh, no, I finished the whole series, but I remember being pissed about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her next book is pirate fantasy, and it's called Tempest. I think it comes out maybe this year or next year, but I'm pretty excited about it.
Ooh. I know, it's so funny. I haven't read any of her stuff, but I do own Realmbreaker because I heard that was really good, but I still haven't.
And Realmbreaker is like her version of a Lord of the Rings fanfic. Like, she was inspired by Lord of the Rings.
Oh, how cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely, when I'm ready for my fantasy binge again at some point this year, I'll have to put that on my list. We're deep in horror right now. Yeah. So that's what's new.
I'm deep in Grey's Anatomy.
I was going to message you. I was going to like, how are you doing?
Not well. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about that offline. Those are my 2016 recs.
Oh, I guess we can talk about Grey's Anatomy right now then. Just kidding. Hold on. Because I found the Goodreads Awards from 2016.
Oh, let's go through those.
Yeah. I want to see.
What one?
All right. So Mystery and Thriller 2016 is Stephen King's End of Watch.
Okay. I don't even think I knew that book existed, but good for him.
Yeah, I think that's one of the books in the Mr. Mercedes trilogy. I've not read any of his thrillers, so.
Okay.
The Woman in Cabin 10 was a nominee 10 years ago. I didn't realize that was, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I know you like B.A. Paris. Behind Closed Doors was a nominee.
I hated that book.
Just kidding. You hate B.A. Paris.
I don't hate B.A. I just hated that specific book.
Those are kind of the ones that I remember the most. Let's see what won for fantasy. I don't want to talk about that.
What book do you not want to talk about?
No, it's by an author that, you know, has since proven.
Is canceled.
Yeah, has since proven themselves to be a piece of
Okay, so that category didn't exist in 2016. Got it.
Not for them.
No one won.
The Obelisk Gate by N.K. Jemisin is...
I still need to read her work. I have not done anything by N.K. Jemisin yet, and I own one of her books, so yeah.
Wow, fantasy covers were, you're right, not good.
I told you, they were like, they were, the fact that we read fantasy, I don't know.
They
it was very interesting
really
times.
Bad. interesting. A Gathering of Shadows, the Shades of Magic series, the second book in that came out, or is on the favorite fantasy.
How fun. I love that. I say I love that series. I still haven't read the third one. I really need to.
Romance. Ew, this was back when romance was just romance. Skip. There are no dragons. Science fiction, Morningstar did win.
Shocker.
Dark Matter by Blake Crouch is a nominee.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That's it. Those covers are also bad. Were covers just bad in 2016?
I think
they were just bad. Horror. So The Fireman did win. Mm-hmm. Look at me and my...
You were just like ahead of your time.
The Butterfly Garden by Dot Hutchison. Did you read that?
Oh, God. Yeah, I did.
I didn't read it, but that was a nominee. I remember that book being really big.
I'm surprised. I mean, that's kind of interesting. It's in horror because that was more of a crime procedural, but it's dark.
That's, like, I think that's really why, because the murders are like real bad, right?
Yeah, very bad, but I still feel like, I mean, but it's like kind of, and I read this years ago, so take this with a grain of salt, but it kind of just is on par with like Nordic noir and that kind of level of grisliness. I would not consider that a horror book, though.
Interesting. Hey, My Best Friend's Exorcism by Grady Hendrix.
Oh, fun.
There's a book called Ink and Bone by Lisa Unger, which I've never heard about, and I didn't know she had any horror books. I'm wondering if a lot of these are just, like, dark thrillers, and back in 2016, we were a more sensitive bunch.
That would have to be, because that feels like a horror-light, dark thriller type of...
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, so recommendation. This book has been on my TBR for forever. The Last Days of Jack Sparks by Jason Arnop. So there was a...
I think I've heard of this because I listened to the Books in the Freezer episode. Didn't she recommend this?
I don't know. So I didn't hear it on there. Book Riot has a podcast that... I don't know. It's about books. I can't remember which podcast it is right now, but they do book recommendations. And you can write into the show, like, I'm looking for something very specific. I'm looking for, you know, whatever. And I wrote into the show saying, I'm looking for a book that reminds me of the Black Tapes podcast.
Oh, no, and that's what they recommended? And
they had to bring somebody else in for a recommendation because they were like, what's this bitch talking about? And Liberty, whose last name I can't remember, she's great, reads like 700 books a year, insane, recommended this. And it's like a journalist gets into the occult on a case or whatever and, you know, spirals from there. I need to go back and read that. So it's been a really long time since I asked for it.
Oh my gosh. Let me know when you want to read it, because I remember now it was her episode with Victor Lavelle and they were talking about evil main characters or just like a very unlikable, not good main characters to go with like his book, The Devil in Silver, which I also recently bought and I'm very excited for. But that was one of her recommendations because the Jack Sparks guy is like a total douche or something.
Oh.
And he's, like, not a good main character. Like, not a nice... He's not a nice guy.
Interesting. Yeah, it's... We'll have to circle back to that. Here's something really funny. And this is the last category we'll read, because whatever. Which do you think won for young adult fantasy? No. We've talked about it today.
Was it Mist and Fury?
Yes, it was.
Oh, no. That is not YA.
Exactly. But that's the thing. They were marketed solely as YA up until it was only like 3 years ago. Or until the Orange Book came out, Silver Flame or whatever. That's when they made that switch that they're like, oh, wow, there are so many BJs in here. We should call this an adult book.
Did no one read the book before they nominated it for YA?
Because, I mean, even The Court of Mist and Fury, that's...
is dirty.
There's, I don't know.
There's two whole chapters of it.
Yeah. So, that's...
interesting.
That's happening. Yeah, and then all of the books that we talked about are also on here. Literally all of them. Oh my god! The Young Elise series by Marie Lu, the last book in the series, The Midnight Star, came out in 2016 and is on here. That series is so good and so underrated. I feel like I see all these other series so much more than I see that. Obviously, Marie Lu has other series that are popular, but I've loved this one, and I don't understand why more people don't talk about it.
It's so funny, because you actually bought me that, because I think I put it on, like, a wish list, because isn't the main character, isn't she, like, sort of quote-unquote evil, and I say that loosely because she's probably just a woman doing what a man would do. I haven't read it yet, or maybe she really is.
She's evil. Like, I don't she's know. Very like morally gray.
Yes, that's why I wanted it. So that's why I wanted to read it, but I haven't done so.
Yeah,
yet,
the first one is the Rose Society. I think maybe that's the second one.
No, I think that's the second one. I think the first one is the Young Elites.
Yes, that
at least
would make
the version
sense.
I have is the Young Elites. I'm not sure if that is the first one, but
so good.
That is. I am. That makes me excited, and I hope you guys enjoyed going back in time to 2016 when covers weren't good, but the stories, they were.
The covers were very good. Not good.
No, they were not good. But we read them anyways. We read them anyways. And we are the people that we are today because of it.
It's true. It was a formative year, like, for sure, looking back. Like, that yes, was...
it was.
Kind of... and all those books are, like, still popular. We're still talking about them. We're still reading. Some of the series aren't finished. Like... mm-hmm. It's What a crazy day and age we live in.
We'll tune in 2 weeks because we'll be doing our deep dive spoiler chat of Scythe. So if you haven't read it yet, maybe you should, or if you want to revisit it before we go into it, that would also be good because it'll probably make more sense if you've read it and then listen to our rambles that are usually not in linear time. And in the meantime, nope. You can follow us.
Nope, they're not.
Plot Twist I Forgot at Instagram. And then our individual handles will be below. And we'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.